Possibly the most egregious case involves former Board of Elections employee Meloise Richardson, who has been indicted for voting twice on her behalf and on behalf of others in various elections, including this past presidential one. BOE Chair Tim Burke has little patience for people like her.
She had no business doing what she did, and she, of all people, should have known better.
The other charges involve Russell Glossop and sister Marguerite Clues, who are accused of voting for two dead people. Glossop's wife had requested an absentee ballot before she died. He returned it to the Board of Elections, and her vote counted. Sister Clues is accused of voting on behalf of another nun who died before the absentee ballots had been mailed out. Her attorney says she will cooperate and plead guilty. Burke says he feels sorry for them and, in their own confused mind, says thought they were doing something their late loved ones would have wanted. If convicted, they face up to 18 months in prison. Richardson could get up to 12 years in jail. There are other cases of possible voter fraud the prosecutor is investigating, and board member Alex Triantafilou says it's important to pursue these charges because voter fraud is dangerous for our democracy.
We believe, and I personally believe, that this is more widespread than even these limited indictments, and, you know, we're going to continue to investigate.
One thing Burke wants the prosecutor's office to clarify is whether people can vote an absentee ballot and then go to the poll to cast a provisional ballot. He says this is legal and not voter fraud. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.